Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. The issue of cattle and sheep theft is a matter of concern for an increasing number of farmers. Unfortunately, it appears to be a growing problem, and the topic is our main subject tonight. I'm joined now by Bert Stewart, Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman, and he's been one of the key figures involved in a joint campaign with Crime Stoppers and the Gardaí and the IFA, of course, to try and combat the problem of livestock theft. Bert, a very good evening. This is a huge issue for farmers all over the country.
Yeah, good evening, Chris. It's a huge issue for farmers all over the country that are affected, I suppose, in particular in the border region. There's around 200 cattle stolen last year in 2014, and about half of these cattle were stolen in the border region. So even though it's spread nationwide, it's a bigger problem in the border region in Cavan, Monaghan, Donegal than other parts of the country. And look, we were coming under huge pressure at county executives and different farmer meetings. You know, what was IFA doing about a cattle theft? And look, we went forward this initiative of a reward of €10,000 for information leading to arrest and charge.
And this is the IFA who's putting up this money?
Yes, the IFA is putting up the €10,000. That's correct. In conjunction with through Crime Stoppers and the Gardaí. I suppose in particular would be appealing to those in the farming community for information on theft of cattle and sheep. The Gardaí would feel, and we would feel ourselves, I suppose, as somebody with a bit of experience in handling cattle that is actually carrying out the crimes, because there must be some local knowledge. And I know a couple of cases where there was suckler cattle, cows taken, and calves, and you know, somebody that has an experience in handling stock couldn't just come in at the street and do this crime. Look, it's a huge issue for the farmers that are affected. There's two cases, and we had a launch of this in Dublin on Friday. There was three farmers there. One farmer had 40 sheep taken, another farmer had 17 calves taken, and the third farmer had 3 cows and 8 calves taken. And that's practically those farmers' income wiped out for the year. You know, farming is a low income occupation, and when cattle, in particular cattle that are ready for the factory, are stolen, it's that man's income wiped out for the year, really. And in the other case, with the 17 calves, we're taking the replacement animals for a dairy herd, and it will actually hit him harder, I suppose, in 2 years' time when he finds he has no replacements to come into his dairy herd.
Is there any compensation, or is insurance cover anything like this?
Well, there is one insurance company that have coverage for animal theft. Unfortunately, the others haven't, and I suppose it was through a lot of pressure from IFA that FBD would have put up insurance. It's costly. Some people can't afford it, and often when the cattle's gone, the people think of insuring them. But it's available from one insurance company, but unfortunately, as I say, a lot of people don't think of insuring the cattle, and they think it'll never happen to them. But whenever it does, that's whenever the whole drama, the financial loss, and leaves farm families, you know, feeling very vulnerable and stressed after it, not knowing who's been around the farm. I know I've spoke to farmers that would have had cattle stolen, and that can't actually lie in bed at night and sleep, because if they hear a trailer or a tractor or a lorry going the road, you know, they're just lying, wondering, worrying, you know, is there somebody coming again to take cattle or sheep or whatever.
As you say, I mean, in most cases, it's probably unlikely that it's opportunist theft. There may have been a bit of surveillance beforehand. A farm may have been watched. So it would be fair to say, I mean, the advice is, if you see anything suspicious, certainly report it to your local Gardaí.
Absolutely, yes. If you see any suspicious trailers, lorries moving in suspicious hours of the night. Most of the thefts, they're practically all happen during the hours of darkness. And if anybody sees anything suspicious, you know, Crime Stoppers have a confidential number, and it's totally confidential. You can ring from if you're not happy to ring from your own landline or mobile, you can use a public telephone. But it is totally confidential. They have assured us it's an 1800 number. 1800 25 0025 is actually the number. But we'd be hopeful, you know, they can report the crime and without fear of recrimination, you know, because it's confidential.
Yeah.
And it has proven very valuable, you know, in other investigations, both in urban and in rural Ireland. So we are very hopeful that it will prove successful in tackling the theft of livestock with the incentive there of the reward, which IFA have put up.
Do we know where the stolen cattle or the sheep, where are they actually ending up?
Well, we don't really. Once there's criminal gangs, the Gardaí would be telling us there's criminal gangs organised in this, and whenever something's stolen gets into criminals' hands, you know, nobody really knows where it goes.
And are they being ending up, do we think, in abattoirs, or are they going across the border? I mean, is there any, in terms of tracing them, what can the Gardaí do?
Well, the Gardaí do work with the Department of Agriculture, who have the whole movement details of every herd in the country. And I think when they have an investigation as well, Revenue will investigate where there is suspicious activity as well. Revenue will investigate the financial details of the farm. It's difficult to say where the cattle go. Certainly not being killed in licensed abattoirs. That would be a definite anyhow. And it's difficult to say where they go, whether they cross the border. In some cases, we feel maybe they do cross the border, but there's no hard evidence there in most cases to back that up.
And you mentioned the border. I mean, it could be a two-way thing. We know that there's been cattle stolen in the north as well. Some of it may be coming south, and some of the stuff being stolen here could be going north.
Absolutely. The cattle theft is a huge issue in Northern Ireland, and unfortunately, it is spreading across the border into the border counties and moving further down the country as well. There has been cases in the last week of cattle stolen as far down as County Cork.
So, if you're out and about late at night and you see a lorry that maybe is carrying cattle and you think it's suspicious, don't be afraid to report it to the Gardaí.
Absolutely, don't be afraid to report it to the Gardaí, because, you know, cattle that have been moved to factories, which does happen during the night, but they have all legitimate documents with them. And the Gardaí are trained and they have been briefed on exactly what details, what movement permits that drivers need to have to move cattle. And when the Gardaí gets a report, they're very well briefed on what documentation that should be there for cattle movement abattoirs.
And in terms of what a farmer can actually do on the land, I mean, in the ideal world, we hear more and more about CCTV, and you can put locks and you can gate this. But at the end of the day, there is only so much that can be done.
There's only so much can be done in some of the cases where the cattle theft have taken place. They've taken place on out farms, and farmers would generally look at the cattle maybe two times in the day, in the morning and later in the evening, and the movements would be known by some local people, and there's very little you can do. You can lock gates, but really a lock on a gate only stops an honest person.
And therein lies one of the problems, that the theft could take place at some time, and it could be 12, 15, 20 hours later before the farmer knows on occasions.
It could indeed. In some cases, cattle would only be seen every day, and then, you know, it could be 24 hours before the cattle would be missed. Yeah, and similarly, whenever cattle are in sheds, there had been a number stolen from sheds on out farms as well, and they would normally maybe only be fed in some cases every day. and they could be gone up to 24 hours before they would be missed.
And finally, Bert, the fact that IFA President Eddie Downey has backed this campaign and been there for its launch shows how seriously it's been taken.
It's very serious. It's very serious. And, of course, it's a huge threat to the wider economy as well, the whole agri-food industry. You know, if this food gets into the food chain and potentially it has to do damage to their whole traceable system that's there. So it's a huge issue, and it needs to be tackled and dealt with. And as you say, Eddie Downey was on the TV last week, you know, explaining the initiative that's there. And we need it dealt. It needs to be stamped out, because for the people that's affected, it's devastating, both financially, the whole trauma, the whole and stress that's associated with it. It leaves people very vulnerable.
And just to confirm, there have been cases in Donegal?
Yes, Donegal is one of the counties. Cavan, Mon and Donegal are the three counties that's worst affected.
Well, let's hope that this initiative can certainly help tackle the problem. Bert Stewart, Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Let me just give you that Crime Stoppers number again if you want to make a call with any information in connection with the theft of cattle and sheep or anything indeed suspicious. The number is 1-800-25-0025. Before we wrap up, a couple of items of local farming news. The president of the IFA, Eddie Downey, will be the special guest at the annual general meeting of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA, which has been held in the Clanry Hotel in Letterkenny on Wednesday, March the 11th. Meanwhile, the recently established Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association is planning to hold a meeting in Letterkenny next Thursday. Details will be confirmed during the week. It was set up by Colm O'Donnell, a former IFA Rural Development Vice Chairman, who we interviewed on this programme several weeks ago. Just time for some livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers down €4.15 a kilo. Heifers also down €4.25 a kilo. U-grade bulls making €4.20 a kilo. And R-grade cows up to €3.90 a kilo. Sheep prices, lambs up to 23.5 kilos, making €5.60 a kilo. And ewes making €3.20 to €3.50 a kilo. Well, that's it for this edition of Farming News and Views. Thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.